News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
NECAP member Liam O'Gohanny, also known as Bacara, will appear before the Magistrates Court in Westminster today, charged with a terror offence for allegedly flying a Hezbollah flag at a concert last November. News Talk reporter Emily Keegan is in London. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning, Jonathan.
How did things end at his last appearance and what's expected to happen today?
Yeah, so he last appeared on the 18th of June and the case was adjourned until today, when it's going to hear arguments from both sides, from the defence and the prosecution, about the court's jurisdiction in this case. So the defence have told the court that they would argue that the charge that was brought against Liam O'Gohanny was brought against him outside of the 6-month limit, which would allow for it to be dealt with in this court. The alleged incident happened on the 21st of November last year, and he was charged on the 22nd of May this year. So today, the court basically will have to make the decision whether or not it will proceed with this, or whether it's going to lean into the defence's argument that it's outside the 6 months and it can't take place.
We know that there was a significant presence outside the court the last day from Bacara's supporters, if we can call them that. What's happening outside the court this morning?
Yes, yeah, so the rally that's been organised for outside the court is due to kick off at 9 o'clock, where I arrived here bang on 8 o'clock, exactly an hour beforehand, and the crowd has been growing minute by minute. It's already pretty busy here. There's a large media presence. They're currently building a stage right on the side of the road where there's going to be performances from the likes of Maverick Sabre and Gurriers. There's going to be speeches from activists. There are politicians flying over from the north who are going to be speaking. There are flags waving, free speech, free Palestine. There's Ireland flags, Palestinian flags. There's t-shirts going around with free Macara. There's some NECAP merch, which has a wanted poster of the band on t-shirts going around. It's pretty colourful here already, and there's a lot happening. There's lots of cars driving by showing their support, beeping their horns. It's already getting pretty loud.
At Westminster Magistrates Court, it's a functioning court. There's lots of other cases going on there today. There isn't a huge amount of space outside it. The police, I presume, have put in extra security measures because they need the court to continue to function while this protest is going on outside.
Yeah, and this was a problem last time. There was a queue of people waiting to get in who weren't here for the NECAP court case, and there were complaints that they were struggling to get in through the door, to get through security, because as soon as the lads arrived, there was a push to get into the building. So the police announced yesterday evening that they're putting Public Order Act conditions in place. They've basically set up zones that anyone who's here to support the band cannot leave, and that the stage has to be built within a certain zone, and they say this is to prevent serious disruption. Now, NECAP have kind of clapped back on that. They say it's a farce and it's designed to try and portray the support as somehow troublesome. They also said that there's no basis for it because the last hearing was entirely peaceful. They are kind of really honing in on this as a claiming it's a way to try and silence them and their supporters. Now, being on the ground here, I have to say the police have been extremely cooperative with those who have gathered already. They've been nothing but helpful with them when they're trying to set up their stage. Things right now seem very calm and peaceful, and hopefully they will stay that way across the morning.
Okay. It's worth pointing out that Liam O'Gohanny has denied that charge that has been levelled against him. News Talk reporter Emily Keegan will be on this story throughout the day, updating on bulletins and programmes as we go on. Thanks very much for joining us, Emily Keegan, at the Magistrate Court there in Westminster.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.